Chapter 56. Darrow. Dust Mice. As the obsidians begin making their formations, two spectres bound in and leap over the nearest magma river. They are shaped like humans, but made of distorted air. Ghost cloaks paired with skip boots and moving fast. One of the ghosts rushes for one of the main clusters of obsidian and fires a blinking object onto an obsidian forming the side of a testudo before bursting away. The second blur hurls an EMP bomb. It pulses, but only two of the suits go down. A hail of sniper fire slams into the testudo. The overlapping shields absorb the worst of it.
"Mice! Mice! Mice!"
bellows an obsidian.
"Ex-testudo! Bastion! Bastions by prox! Thorns west!"
Then the first explosive detonates white. The second detonates a heartbeat later, and both ghosts disappear in a resultant smoke. They were short, the ghosts. Short enough to be reds. It's not dust walkers at all.
"The daughters!" Cassis shouts from atop me. "No shit!"
A terrible sound rumbles over the plains as a missile strikes one of the obsidian ships. It crashes 50 paces to my left, crushing a Brave. Its missile stores detonate. The shockwaves send Cassius spinning off me. The explosions flash melt a pack of sulfur ice. I rise to my knees. Yellow fog cloaks the battlefield. Nearly blind, I find Cassius sprawled on the ground nearby. I help him up. Thermal is useless with all the magma on the periphery of the battle. The fog of war becomes literal. The fighters, indistinct golems and spirits, bizarre atavistic silhouettes appearing and disappearing at random. A hulking mass rushes for me and then mysteriously sheds his right leg from the left knee down. Cassius swears in shock as a four-legged shadow scrambles atop the obsidian, savages him with huge flashing claws, and then heads our way with a weird loping gait. Cassius raises his razor.
"Quon hound," he warns.
I shove him to the side as the beast scampers past on all fours, knives glimmering in either hand, and disappears again into the yellow murk.
"What the fuck?"
"Severo," I reply with a grin. Athena had assets on the moon after all. "Let him hunt."
"Where'd he come from? Where's the Archie?"
"Dunno. We need to end this fast. Find Skarda and put him down. Stick with me." Together we hunt through the fog. Ghosts flicker. Obsidians leap like gods. One soars into flight and then disappears in a flash that refracts the fog, already freezing back into crystalline form, to make tears of white fire as his ruins rain down.
"Skarda, 5 o'clock, I tell Cassius.
A huge, horn-crowned mass runs at top speed after an escaping ghost. Skarda lands and his spear penetrates the ghost to pin it to the ground. He tears at the ghost, rips off its helmet, and the ghost cloak guise ripples away to show a screaming red woman impaled on his spear. Skarda hurls her into the magma flow and then swings a heavy fist at nothing. His punch summons a spray of blood and then a corpse from the ether. Sulfur crystals spew past as the ghost's skip boots fire against the ground, trying to escape even though their wearer is already dead. There is no escape for our would-be rescuers. That's the problem with getting the undivided attention of Obsidian Aircav. They can take a punch, and once their teeth are in, whether on the ground or in the sky, they don't let go. They chew until you wish you never had the idea to test them at all. For the first minute, the daughters had the upper hand. After that, the tide started to turn, and turn bad. But I see our opportunity as Skarda pulls his spear from another corpse and tosses the corpse into the magma river. He's alone. Three Braves are rushing to bring him back into their formation. I claim Skarda and give Cassius the Braves. I goose my boots and shoot toward Skarda like a ballista bolt. Skarda's battle sense is uncanny. Somehow he sees me coming. Backlit by the pulsing red river, he fires at me as I fly at him. Energy crackles across my shield, but the shield holds. I invert, flying with my back to the ground, just under his spear thrusts, to hack into the back of his thigh. My razor shears through the metal and finds flesh. I hard stop and pivot from flying back to standing on my feet. G's pound me, but I'm behind Skarda.
With all my strength, I drive my razor into the power unit that lies beneath the armor of his lower back and twist. Sparks spew. The armor dies with a shriek, and Skarda seizes as if petrified by Medusa herself. I kick him, but he doesn't go to his knees. Then Sevro appears from nowhere and tackles his legs out. Skarda falls. Sevro wrests the spear from his hand and runs off into the fray. I grab both of the ram horns on Skarda's helmet. Powered by the strength of my armor, I haul the giant into the air to dangle him over the magma river. With Cassius coming to guard my back, I max out the volume on my external speakers, linking it with Sevro's armor and Cassius's. Even I am shocked by the magnitude of sound produced by our triumvirate. My voice, made of thunder, rumbles over the battlefield.
This is Reaper. I have your Jarl. I have Skarde. Yield!
No one listens. Not even Skarda dangling beneath me. The battle is a mess, spread out over a kilometer now. It does not end just because I want it to. Obsidians peer out at me from their testudos or down from the sky. Ghosts skip in a dozen directions. Bodies lay rent and broken. Pieces, too. A leg, a head, a torso. The killing does not stop. It cannot. No one can afford not to fire. I am reminded again why I hate war. I shout and shout, but even the voice of a god sponsored by Sun Industries is powerless to stop the killing. It's a smaller voice that brings hope to end the violence, a smaller voice and a ship that evens the odds. Lyria's words crackle through the static. I look to the sky. There's my girl, Cassius shouts. I don't know if he means Lyria or his ship. The Archimedes races in with its guns blazing. Lyria's flying is sloppy, but the Archimedes is more powerful than the assault shuttles. Whoever is on guns is deadly accurate. One of the enemy shuttles dies in a ball of fire. It has a sobering effect on the Obsidians, and they finally start noticing that I have their war chief by his horns over the river. I call for Lyria to hold fire when I see Sigurd leading his father's men in a withdrawal to the other side of the river, under the protection of their remaining ships. The Archimedes lowers to protect the daughters, who form up on Sevro. He flies toward me, still holding Skarda's spear. Cassius flies the other way to help the civilians. They actually nod at one another. Sevro pokes Skarda's armored belly with it as he comes to a mid-air stop.
Move! You're blocking the way, I snarl. He's heavy!
I drop Skarda on our side of the river. Sevro lands on top of the man's depowered armor to be eye to eye with me.
Took your time, I say to him.
He grunts.
I was on a mission. Arki got tangled with two Valk ships near Sungrave while picking us up. Daughters came to help, but their ship went down. Big mess. All thanks to Bellona.
They don't have a ship.
I just said it's down.
Then get their wounded aboard the Arki. Help Cassius with the civilians and children. Sevro looks at the Obsidians gathering around Sigurd on the opposite bank of the river.
We should kill them all.
We can't. Literally. And they need to take a message back to the Valk from me.
Civilians. Wounded. Go!
With a mutter, he leaves me alone with the Obsidians. Grunting, I bear Skarda to the other bank and drop his mass in front of his son and braves. Just over 60 of them remain alive. I wish I could see their eyes instead of their battered helmets. I bury my contempt. They'll be recording me with their cams. What I say here will travel through the main army like wildfire. I prod Skarda with my toe.
He's alive, and still has a little air yet to his helmet.
I sigh.
Brothers, I did not come here to spill your blood. But look at yourselves. What would Ragnar think? What have you become? Look around you. Is this right? Is this the home you are promised by Ragnar? By Sefi? Where are the leaning god trees and the summer seas? Where are the vineyards and marble cities that sparkle in the autumn dawn? Where are the children who sing your names and shower you with spring flowers? You have lost them in this, your winter of violence. You have lost yourselves. I did not come to judge you. I did not come to punish you. I came to remind you of the oaths you took. It is brothers who find us when we are lost. Brothers who guide us home to the hearth and halls of our mothers and fathers. Go now, and tell the war bands what you have seen here. Tell them Tir Morga has come to challenge Volsungfar to single combat. Tell them Tir Morga has come to lead you home, as Ragnar would have wanted. But most of all, tell Far to expect me.
I head away from them, knowing I've just opened a Pandora's box. But enough is enough from this obsidian fraud. By the time I make it into the cargo bay of the Arki, it is crammed full of pink children, along with green architects. The daughters are strewn along the starboard side with their casualties. The air is thick with the screams of the wounded and the crying of children, and all this in victory. I head for the cockpit and hear Lyria's anxiety before I get there. Three signatures approaching on our scanners.
Boss, we gotta go, we gotta go, she says. Big ships en route, big ships.
Cassius is coming with the last of the civilians. Severo's right behind. Watch via the cameras. Soon as he's back, lift off and head for the volcanoes. Cass will take the stick. I squeeze her shoulder. She's soaked in sweat.
Good work, Legolos.
She grins back at me, nervous.
Was that Ori on guns?
Negative. That gloomy bastard, the Ra.
A little stunned, I head back to the chute, to the top gun turret. Diomedes' face peers down.
The children, he asks. Safe. Shall I return to the brig?
I glance into the main hall. Three daughters are carrying a charred lump of a man into the medbay. I duck my head back into the chute.
I still have your parole.
Diomedes nods.
We have guests. Stay on guns.
By the time I make it back to the cargo bay, Cassius has boarded with the last of the children. Three pink boys cling to him. They might have held their breath against Io's air, but the cold found them. Their fingers will be frostbitten from where they gripped his freezing armor. He is tender, handing them over to Ori. I shout for him to get to the cockpit. The ship shudders, and Lyria lifts off.
Where are we going? Cassius asks as he passes me. I'll find out. In the meantime, lose them in the volcanoes, and punch to orbit in one of those ash columns soon as you can.
These are the daughters we came for. They're mangled.
Cassius, cockpit, now.
He goes. Soon as he's gone, there's a shout as Severo lands along with an obsidian with kudu horns. The daughters scramble up and level their rifles.
Damn it, Severo, we don't need a hostage, I say.
The ship shudders as Lyria lifts off. Sigurd lifts his hands to show he has no weapon. Severo steps in front of the rifles.
He came over the river and flagged me down to surrender. Figured we could use the information now that Far knows we're here.
Far is a plague. To my people. To all peoples. I want to help you kill him,
Sigurd says.
Many of the braves believe as I do. They will rejoice to see you are alive, Tir Morga.
Good thinking, I say to Severo. Any of you got cuffs?
A woman, wide as an anvil, throws me reinforced wire cuffs. I fit them on Sigurd. The woman stares up at the obsidian, and I realize she must be the leader of the daughters. Her flexible scorer suit is yellow and tan, like the waists of Aya, and bears the stitches of a significant size down. The lower half of her face is covered with a scaled krill, the rest wrapped with a yellow headscarf. Her eyes are hidden behind shaded goggles flecked with thawing obsidian blood. She doffs the goggles, revealing the unmistakable scarlet eyes of a Jovan ultra-heavy, red spread to work in punishing radiation and gravity 2.4 times that of Earth, the rarest of our breed. Big bodies, big hearts, short lives.
Athena? I ask.
Chion, till the arts of the Black Owls. Athena sent us to bring you to her, she says. They weren't expecting us, obviously, Severo says. They've been running ops trying to evac civilians on Io. So Cassius was on the right track, I say to a scowl from Severo. Well met, Chion. Good to see red eyes in the fight. I extend a gauntlet. She looks at it, but does not take it. Her voice is deep and masculine. You let their Jarl go. We had to leave our dead. I lost half my column, more in 10 minutes than 4 weeks of fighting. And you want to shake hands? I withdraw my hand. Where is Athena? I ask. Our pilot needs to know where to go. Europa. Athena has taken to the deep, Chion answers. Which city? Chevra asks. The whole bloody thing, she says. We know Europa's next, after Callisto. We're ready. The deep is impregnable. We'll blow the sea lift soon as they breach atmosphere. Even an obsidian arm isn't long enough to reach the bottom of the sea. But Fa's welcome to drown, trying.
Ori is confused. And the people on the surface?
Chion shrugs. That's a question for Athena.